I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host, and I'm here with another quick tip of the week for you. And we're going to just talk a moment about errorless teaching. So, there's two main times when you're working and teaching different skills to your child in ABA that you would be using errorless teaching. The first is when the child has a lot of behaviors caused by being told they're wrong about something. And that's a situation we actually went through with Grayson. So we had to do some errorless teaching when we were, teaching some different skills like identifying and tacting or labeling different items. You know, which one is the ball? Hand me the ball. Which one is the car? Hand me the car. When he was wrong in the very beginning of teaching those skills, he would get really, really, really upset. So in order to prevent that from happening, we started to do errorless teaching where you would say, give me the ball. You completely, fully prompt him by putting his hand on the ball, picking it up, and giving it to you. That is errorless teaching. There's no way he can do it wrong. And you're still going to reward the action afterwards. So, great job, you're doing awesome, and then you'll go into the next errorless trial. The other time is when the child just doesn't understand the skill. They don't really comprehend what you're asking them to do. So until they really can comprehend that, you're going to want to do some errorless trials. And you're going to want to do that because if they keep getting it wrong, it could lead into a negative behavior, or it's going to make it extremely hard for them to learn that skill. So I hope you have an idea of what errorless teaching is. It's a great tool to help eliminate negative and challenging behaviors, and an awesome way just to start teaching new skills for children that don't have perfect receptive language yet. So I hope you enjoyed that episode and got something out of that quick tip. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. And with that,
for Autism Building the puzzle one piece at a time.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.